Anyways, whatever character, since our president is openly operating in a different reality, wow. Man, it is the end of the week. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. And once again, joining us now on the phone from Planet Bush, as usual, is correspondent Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Well, good morning, Mark. God's going to stick a fuse in your navel and blast a sin right out of your blowhole, buddy. It's a good day.
All right.
Hello. Well,
okay. Today we're going to talk about the opening of Bill Clinton's presidential library.
Who?
Bill Clinton, president in the 90s. Two terms, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, you know, I don't know him that. I don't remember him that
okay.
well.
No, right.
I had other priorities. Small fella, right?
Oh, come on. Come on.
He looked like Montel.
Come on. Well, he was president of the United States. Bill Clinton was one of the most effective leaders of our lifetime.
Oh, okay, sure. I remember him now. He was the one that was controlled by his wife and who was a hermaphrodite.
Wait.
She had quite a large penis, as I recall.
No.
And she killed
people. Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is not a hermaphrodite, and she did not kill.
Yes.
No, she did not kill anyone. Jesus. And I know you remember Bill Clinton because he led this nation through 8 years of peace and prosperity.
Oh, well, Mark, if you're thinking of Ronald Reagan, whose bounty spills over us all to this day, I'm with you. Now, if this Chapman...
No, Clinton.
Whatever. If this character had any success at all, it was because of Ronald Reagan.
Oh, come on.
Who wrote the Constitution and who personally chose George W. Bush to be president after talking to God. It's in every book.
No, what are you, crazy?
Born in America, Star Wars,
You attacked Clinton viciously for 8 years, and now you don't remember him? You just can't stand the fact that a Democrat was so successful, can you? And especially because W is such a complete failure compared to Clinton. Admit it. Lawton. You loved Clinton. You loved him. You loved him. Admit it. You loved Clinton. You loved him.
I miss my mama. I miss Pat Miskin. I worship him.
Nobody
better than Mama, and he's gone. And now we've got a moron.
Exactly.
He's a moron.
Yeah. And now that you think of it, you sound kind of like Clinton.
Hey, buddy. Oh, no. We had a surplus.
Let it out, buddy. Let it out.
We had peace and a surplus. And Elvis and everything.
Yeah, that's it. Good for you. Good for you and your breakthrough. That's good. Feel better?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Who wouldn't miss Ronald Reagan?
Wait a minute.
He gave us the sun and the stars.
Wait a minute.
You had a moment, my friend. I don't know what you're doing.
Well, great. Thank you, Lawton, as always.
We'll talk again. I'm going to straighten you out. God loves you.
All right.
Deal with it.
Here we go. All right. Thank you very much. Always a pleasure, Lawton.
Always.